Do you love to know what goes on behind the scenes? Are you a little bit of a snoop? I totally am. And one of the things I love to know are the tools entrepreneurs are using to run their businesses. Because listen, I am all about creating a business that runs as much on autopilot as possible. But I'm also careful about my costs, and I hate blowing a ton of money on software and tools I don't actually need. In today's episode, I'm taking you behind the scenes on exactly which software and tools I use to keep my business running smooth like butter. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Passive Project Podcast, where we discuss building your online business to make more income, more impact, and give you more freedom in your life. I'm Gemma Bonham Carter, business strategist, mother, lover of systems and automation, and avid coffee drinker. This episode is brought to you by our free guide, the Email Funnel Blueprints. If you are ready to set up some automated email funnels for your business so that you can start making more sales on autopilot, this freebie is exactly what you need. I'm giving you the visual maps of multiple different funnels, making it easy for you to know what to send and when. This is going to take your email marketing to a whole new level for your business. Head to the show notes for the download link. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. So I don't know if you guys noticed, but we missed last week. I am so sorry. There was not a podcast episode released last Monday. That is the first time that that has happened since we launched the Passive Project Podcast in the summer. And it is 1,000% my fault. I just let the week get ahead of me. I did not pre-record anything. It was just a little bit chaotic around here and we missed it. So we are back on schedule, and just so you guys know, I have now planned out every single episode between now and Christmas so that does not happen again, because I don't like missing a Monday. I like to be, you know, dropping in on the regular with these episodes every single Monday for you to catch up on. So anyway, sorry for anybody who might have like come to the site and been like, Gemma, where's today's episode? So we are back on track. One fun thing I wanted to mention before we get into kind of the meat and potatoes of today's show was some really fun one-to-one coaching I did last week. So I don't do a ton of one-to-one business coaching. I'm obviously, like, I'm more focused on the one-to-many model, like with the Passive Project membership. But from time to time, I do some one-to-one coaching. So I've got a couple of online clients. You guys know who you are. And this one was actually with a local business, and they needed some help with some branding and social media stuff. So I went in and did a two-hour coaching session with them. I actually brought my team member, Sam, with me, because Sam also lives here in Ottawa. So she and I went together, and it was really fun. Like, I couldn't do that all the time because I love working from home and, you know, having like more quiet days and all of that kind of stuff. But from time to time, doing like an in-person session with like real people, stepping away from the computer screen and doing something like that and really sort of getting into the nitty-gritty and strategy and thinking about sort of like big picture stuff was really fun. And so I had a great time doing that. And it kind of brought to light this idea that I've had brewing for a while now, which is this idea of potentially doing a mastermind program for 2020. I know some of you have known that I had mentioned it before. I've kind of talked about it a little bit here and there on Instagram. And I've just been kind of putting feelers out to see if this is an idea worth exploring, because I know that there are lots of masterminds out there. It can be hard to choose what's the right one for you, sort of thing. But I have been, it's like I just have this feeling in me that I need to explore this, because I really, the one-to-one coaching sessions that I've been doing have been going so well, and I love working with clients in that capacity and getting to really map out, like getting really deep into their businesses and mapping out serious strategy and action plans and that sort of thing. And then also, I've attended some really big events this year, like big conferences where there's like keynote after keynote, and you kind of walk away having like, yeah, gotten all of this information, but almost it's like a little bit overwhelming, you know, when there are these really huge events. And I feel like there's space for us to have smaller scale, like more intimate events where it's a 2 or 3 day retreat where we really get laser focused on our businesses together. You know, it's not just hot seats, but we're actually like workshopping things and learning things and doing work together and really walking away like we've accomplished something over that 3 day retreat and have this really clear vision about what's happening next in our businesses in order to grow. And just having that more intimate setting for networking and community and connection. So I'm basically at this point, we're putting out feelers for the mastermind. So we are going to be setting up an application process that we will keep you in the loop on and give you more information on over the coming weeks and months, because this would happen and this not going to start until January of 2020. But if this sounds like something that might be of interest to you, I encourage you actually just to send me a DM on Instagram and we can chat about it. So it's at gemma.bonhamcarter on Instagram. I've been DMing with a few of you guys already about what that might look like and what you would need to get out of a mastermind program. So if this is sounding like something that might be up your alley, if you are, you know, building your online business, building your personal brand, selling digital products, and wanting to really up level and take your business to the next stage, then send me a DM and let's chat, okay? All right. The other thing is, I have been noticing that some of you guys have been reviewing the podcast on iTunes, and I don't often like, I haven't actually made an ask for you guys to review the iTunes, and so I so appreciate when you just head on over there and do it. It really makes my day. As I'm sure all of you know, the more reviews you have, the higher iTunes ranks you. And so I really appreciate that. There was one from Omada that came in just recently. It said, "It's like hanging out with my bestie. This is one of my favorite podcasts. Gemma is so relatable in the way that she mixes in daily life and biz tips. You'll consider this time well spent in your day." Thank you, Omada, so much for that. If you feel compelled to write a review on iTunes, man, oh man, I would give you a big old virtual hug for that. And I'm going to start reading some out on the show every week. So it could be yours that I read. All right, guys, let's get into the meat and potatoes of today's podcast. So, what I'm wanting to do today is basically tell you the tools of the trade that I use. I love knowing the behind the scenes of people's businesses. I'm always curious to know what tools they're using to do all of the things in their business. And running an online business, like you can start really lean, but you need a lot of programs and software and things. Like it ends up really getting to be kind of a long list. And it can get expensive. And so I am definitely one to always want to like keep my costs as low as possible. Sometimes that's like a mindset thing that I need to, you know, work on, that it's okay to invest in yourself and in your business. But that's still not to say that I don't love a good deal and I don't love keeping things as lean as possible. Like you know, I want to invest in the tools that are going to let me run my business in the most successful and like automated way as I can, but I also don't want to go overboard, right? Like I am, you know, your typical, like I love a sale, I love a thrift store, I like things being, you know, good on the purse strings. And so, I just wanted to like do an entire episode that kind of just, I'm basically just going to tell you everything I use and maybe you will be inspired to use some of these same tools. Or maybe you're looking for a tool for a certain thing and this might be the day that you get some clarity on what to use. Because you can build an online business with next to nothing. Like that's the beauty of online businesses. You don't need to go and set up like a bricks and mortar store. You don't need to go and get inventory. You know, you don't need to invest in tons of stuff. Like, you can build an online business with a very small starting budget. Did you guys ever read that book? I think it was called $100 Startup. I remember reading it years ago. I think it was actually when my husband and I were like backpacking around Southeast Asia, before we had kids and stuff. And I was so inspired by that. I was like, oh my God, like, everybody has $100, you know? Like, so if I can start a business, how exciting is that? So here are my favorite tools that help me run my business that, are like the leanest tech that I've been able to like set up for myself, so that I can do what I need to do, but also save money. And so I've kind of divided it into a few categories. So first of all are just the basics. So like you're setting up, your website and your social media and say your email list, you need the basics, right? If you're just getting started. So if you just need to buy your domain names, like if you haven't even done that yet, I like to use Namecheap or GoDaddy. One of those options there, it depends on the domain name. They're all gonna have different prices, but that can be like dollars. Like it really is not a lot. You can get it for like $2.99 a month or something, your domain name. So that's step number one. Step number two is creating an actual website. Now, because I've been a blogger for such a long time, I have totally learned WordPress. So from that point, because I'd already learned WordPress with my blog, The Sweetest Digs, I went through kind of that that learning curve time. WordPress is not the most intuitive platform, I would say, if you're brand new to like building websites, but it is one that once you get the hang of it, you can do a lot with WordPress, and there are plugins to do virtually everything. So I still use WordPress. It's free, which is great. The only thing you need to pay for is your host. And when you're just getting started, and especially when you don't have like loads of traffic to your website, Bluehost is basically the most economical host out there. Once with the Sweetest Digs, with my home decor and lifestyle blog, once I started to get pretty significant traffic to that site, like probably it was around the time that I started to get over 50,000 page views a month, and I just kept growing from there. I had to move away to a more dedicated host, away from Bluehost, because I had some issues and stuff with just things not running fast enough, and I just needed more sort of upgraded service. But until that point, Bluehost was great. And you may not even like the website you're creating might not even ever have like you might not be in it for like the traffic game, right? So Bluehost would be fine forever. So that's my recommendation for creating your website is just WordPress and Bluehost. But if you want to use Squarespace, that's another great option. And the difference with Squarespace is that it's a lot more user-friendly, so you can build out a website that looks really beautiful without maybe as big of a learning curve as WordPress, but you are going to pay more for it. So there's a higher yearly cost associated with running a Squarespace site. And I have a lot of sites, so I like to have all of them on WordPress because none of that costs me money. And then I'm just paying for the domain name, and they're all hosted by my one host. So the other thing with WordPress is once you get used to how it looks, there are themes out there for building gorgeous WordPress sites, and they're you can find a theme that fits the look and feel that you want very easily. And usually they're like $50 to $75. And honestly, you can just go onto Google and look around at themes. One of my favorite female entrepreneurs who has a website that sells WordPress themes is Restored 316 Designs. She's got gorgeous stuff. So that is setting up your website. And the next thing you're going to want to do is set up your email service provider. Now, if you need to be entirely free, like if you are just getting started and you really are pinching your pennies, then you can get started with MailerLite completely for free. I'm pretty sure they are free until you hit 1,000 subscribers. So MailerLite, you can start building your list. You can deliver a freebie with that. Like you can set up your lead magnet. You can start sending out weekly newsletters, all of that with MailerLite. What if you feel like you have a bit more of a budget, or once you are bringing in a bit of income with your business and you're ready to go for a paid option, I really like and recommend ConvertKit. They make it a lot e like they make it really easy to set up automated email funnels. You guys know I'm obsessed with that. They make it really easy to like deliver freebies and build out multiple lead magnets if you want to do that. The analytics are really nice. You can embed opt-in forms throughout your website. Like they make all of it really quite easy, and it's integrated with everything. So I definitely recommend ConvertKit. The other thing that I use in my business for building out web pages or opt-in pages or like webinar replay pages, anything like that, I use lead pages. And I have used lead pages for years, and it is just such an easy software to use to create gorgeous landing pages where either it's for your freebie, it's to register for a webinar, it's to deliver a replay of a webinar. You can even use lead pages to have like those little bars at the top of your website that like get people to, opt into something. You can have like pop-ups on your website through lead pages. They have tons and tons of templates, and it's very, very easy to use. I actually think you can now build an entire website just using lead pages. I'm pretty sure they came in with that functionality. And if I was starting from fresh, I might actually look into that and see how much I could do just using the lead pages software itself and not even having like WordPress or any of that. So a major love for lead pages over here. I am obviously all about building your email list, and that is what they are about too. And every template that they have is, geared toward how can you build your list even better, right? Like they even give you there's like a little color bar at the top when you're building a landing page that goes from red to green depending on how optimized it is for conversions. So I love that kind of stuff. You guys should too. So definitely check out lead pages if you haven't already. So that's everything to do with websites. Next up is like social media. So what do I use for social media? I have tried most social media scheduling tools, I would say. Like we have flip-flopped around from tool to tool to tool just to see how they perform. At times I've needed like different things from different tools, and what we've landed on two basically. So I use SmarterQ for my Facebook page, my Facebook groups. You can use it for Instagram. I in particular like it for Facebook, but what SmarterQ does really well is it recycles posts. So you can create posts and then they can kind of like auto recycle, which I love because it's all about working smarter and not necessarily harder, right? So I really like SmarterQ. They're pretty reasonable. You can link up a bunch of profiles, especially good for Facebook groups. I really like them for Facebook groups. For Instagram, I used to use SmarterQ for Instagram, but then we actually moved over to Later. For two main reasons. One was that I wanted the grid layout. Like I wanted to see what my Instagram grid would look like through my scheduler tool. And the second reason was because we wanted to be able to schedule stories, and we couldn't do that in SmarterQ. So now we do that with Later. We have the most basic plan with Later. Like it's a paid plan, but it's the bottom. It's the basic paid plan. And so we schedule out all of my Instagram feed posts and a bunch of stories as well. And my team member Sam does a lot of that scheduling. And so it's amazing. I can just like pick up my phone. I get a little like a little prompt that my Instagram post is ready to hit publish on for that day. I just click a couple buttons and it's done. And I know a lot of people who like they schedule out their Instagram posts, including their captions. What I do, because I really like to write the captions myself in real time. So what I do is we schedule the picture and or the graphic and the hashtags. And so the hashtags are like there. When I click the few buttons to go over to upload it to Instagram, it like auto copies, and then I'll just type out my caption. Hit publish and then add the group of hashtags into the first comment. So that's what we use for Instagram. Oh, I didn't even have this written down, but for Pinterest, we use Tailwind. And Tailwind is they are like a certified partner of Pinterest. So you know that, they're an I think it's called approved partner. So you know that, you're not going to appear as spammy or anything in Pinterest eyes by using Tailwind. And Tailwind is great because you can like pre-schedule out. You can literally sit and batch your Pinterest for like the entire month. And they've got different tools. They've got like tribes and looping and all of this kind of stuff that if you get deep into Pinterest strategy, you'll, start to understand what all of that means. And so I use Tailwind for Pinterest. Pinterest is a great traffic generator for me. So highly recommend Tailwind for that. Nobody's got time in the day to be on Pinterest every single day. And so you need a scheduling tool, especially with kind of the amount of pins that you have to be like putting live on Pinterest to really make Pinterest, like make your Pinterest strategy work for you. You really do need to schedule that ahead of time. Oh, and one thing I would mention for Instagram is I, on my phone, when I'm taking pictures that I might want to use on Instagram, I use Adobe Lightroom and you can download that for free. And like the app, you can't get it on your desktop for free, but you can get the app on your phone for free. And then I just have purchased a couple of presets. They're usually like under $10 and they make my photos look pretty without me having to do a lot of editing. And also by sticking with just one or two presets, things tend to look more cohesive, right? We don't want to be using like different presets for every single picture because it's just not going to look cohesive. So those are the tools that I use for social media. So that was SmarterQ for Facebook scheduling, Later, Adobe Lightroom, and Tailwind. Okay, now let's get into more of the kind of like products and program part of my business and what I use. So for any of my digital products, whether it is an online course, my membership, even smaller scale digital products that might just include one or two downloads or, one or two lessons with a couple of PDFs or something like that. I love Teachery. So Teachery is an online course platform that was developed by Jason Zook. And although it's an online course platform, you can use it for a membership because they can, your members can just log into their Teachery account and it's like their member dashboard essentially is there, right, with all the lessons and stuff. And then when you use it for smaller scale products, that's fine too. They again just log into their Teachery dashboard. It shows up on their account for them and then you put the downloadables in there. And the thing I like about Teachery is that it is simple and clean and easy to navigate, easy to build out as the creator. Easy to use as the student, like it's very attractive as a student consuming the content. And I really like Jason too. Jason and Caroline are a husband and wife duo who've created a ton of products and programs, Teachery being one of them. And they are just the nicest people. And the customer service from Teachery is incredible. Like often it's Jason himself emailing you back if you have some sort of question. And I just love supporting people like that. And they are incredible entrepreneurs. So I really like Teachery. They also do not charge you, transaction fee, like, yeah, transaction fees. It's like a baseline, this much a month cost, no matter how much you sell. So even as you scale your business up and up and up and make more and more sales, you're still only spending their monthly fee. That's a baseline fee. It's not going up as you sell more, which is the case with a lot of the other platforms out there that charge transaction fees. So big love for Teachery. In terms of setting up a lot of my digital products, when I'm recording videos, I just use Zoom. So I use Zoom for like live webinars or coaching calls or anything like that. And you can actually go into Zoom, like open up a meeting room and then lock it so that no participants can come in. So if somebody for some reason, clicks on your Zoom link and you don't want them coming into your room, so you can just hit lock. And then you can share your screen. So if you have slides, I share my screen and I just make all my slides in PowerPoint, like nothing special there. I share my screen on Zoom and it keeps my face in the corner. Like it does in a live call. And then I can just hit record. And then I just record my video lessons. That way, I've got my slides, I've got my face in the corner, click record. And then at the end of, like a click stop record at the end. And then when you click like leave call, when you close out the meeting room on Zoom, it just automatically saves to your computer. There you go, you've got your video lesson. And so I don't use any special software for recording videos. that, you know, I just use Zoom, which I'm already, I think you can get a free version of Zoom that allows you to have up to 40 minutes in your meetings. So if you want to have longer than 40 minute meetings, you'll have to upgrade, but you can just get the free version and record your video lessons that way. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Once I have recorded the videos, what I do is upload them to Vimeo. So I do pay for Vimeo. It's not that expensive. But I pay for Vimeo and they basically host all of my videos. So whether these are videos that I then put into like Teachery for any of my courses or my membership or anything like that, or if they're videos that I'm using, like if they're free, if it's like a free video series or something I'm doing, I'll upload them to Vimeo and then I can just embed them into lead pages, like any landing pages that I'm creating, I can embed them there. So I do use Vimeo kind of like as a repository for all of my videos. To record other types of stuff, so if I'm recording just like a screen share where I'm wanting to record a little video lesson, like showing somebody some sort of tech tutorial or something, or if I'm just recording audio, like right now for this podcast, for both of those things, for screen shares or audio, I use QuickTime. Oh, or just my face. If I'm just doing like a face recording where I'm talking straight to camera, I just use QuickTime. It came on my computer, it's free, and the quality is great. So, again, free tools, guys, free tools. We don't always need the fancy stuff. I actually bought a bunch of, like, back in the day, I bought a bunch of recording software that I honestly never used, or I tried to use it and it was like too complicated for me and whatever, and I just went back to basics. So, and I use, in terms of recording, I use a Blue Yeti microphone, which you can get off Amazon. I think they're just under $100. And I've had the same Blue Yeti mic, I think for about 4 years now. Still sounds great, works great, totally recommend it. I have one of those like black cover things for the microphone and a ooh, what's this thing called? A pop filter on the microphone, which makes the sound even better. Like, you know when you do a puh sound and it doesn't sound like it sounds really pronounced on an audio, that is what like a pop filter will diminish for you. So I use one of those again off Amazon. I think it cost me like $10. Was not expensive. I'll link to all of these in the show notes, okay, guys? I don't use a light, like any kind of fancy light setup. Don't have it. Nope. I put my computer in front of a window and it provides natural light and I record during the day. So I haven't had to buy like any fancy lighting equipment. I have the same webcam I have had since like early days. It's like a lot. Logitech, don't know how to pronounce that. Webcam that I got off Amazon. Again, I want to say it was like around $75 or something. I'm gonna link to it because it's still available. I think it's like the C930 or something. Very good, like seems like a good webcam. Like my videos have always turned out totally fine. Don't need any fancy setup for that. So all of this to say, I hope what's like sinking in for you is you can get started without all the fancy stuff. Like, if I've been able to grow my business to this level using the most basic equipment, like you can too, right? So you don't always need, like, don't let that be what is holding you back from creating the thing or putting out the thing into the world. You can get by, like we can definitely bootstrap this, you know? So what else do I use for creating products and stuff? I use Canva. Canva is amazing for creating PDFs, for creating graphics, for creating workbooks. I created my entire blog, like printable blog planner that I've sold for years. I created that in Canva. Like, you can do a lot with Canva. And I do have the paid version because I wanted, there were like a few things with the paid version that I really wanted. I'm not sure if it's changed, but at the time, you couldn't download as a PNG file with a transparent background. And I wanted that. Like, there were some things with the upgraded version that I wanted to be able to do. So I upgraded to I think it's called Canva for Work version, but it's very reasonable. I want to say it's like $150 a year. Don't quote me on that, but it's not crazy. And so literally, I create everything in Canva. Like, even at this point, all of our, like everything we create is in Canva, and we have like templates for everything, and we've made it really easy so that whether it's me or it's my team, you know, we can go in and create workbooks or graphics or Instagram, you know, story graphics or pinnable images or checklists or whatever it might be. It's all in Canva. If we do ever need a template of some kind that is not available in Canva, then usually what I'll do is go to Creative Market, which is like a marketplace for graphic designers to sell their goods. And so often on Creative Market, you can find Canva templates for anything and everything. And it can be like a really great resource, and they're not expensive. So I definitely use and love Creative Market. The other tool that we use to kind of bring everything together is Zapier. Now, this is like a software, and what Zapier does is it allows you to like connect the pieces. So if you want everything to like integrate together, all of the software tools, like a lot of the software tools do integrate already. So like, you know, ConvertKit and Teachery, for instance, would already have an integration. So if you had a sale happening from Teachery, then Convert, you know, you could set it up so ConvertKit automatically like sends them an email or tags them a certain way. But it, as you start adding more and more tools, sometimes they don't always integrate. And so what helps bring it all together, like what's the glue that we use, and it's Zapier. And so, and honestly, my husband actually handles this because he creates Zaps. Like they're kind of crazy when you look at them. Like somebody will buy, we use Thrivecart as our like digital shopping cart. And so somebody will purchase something of ours from Thrivecart, and then, you know, there's like 15 steps that he's created where like all of these different things happen that, so it's connected everywhere. And it's not just to like the other software tools that I use, but it's like to things like he has it like upload something into a Google Drive sheet that he has set up for like he does all of our like reporting and taxes and stuff. He has it like connected to QuickBooks or whatever, so it's like automatically doing something in QuickBooks. Like Zapier can go, Zapier connects with like literally everything. And so we use that as kind of the connection glue, if you will. Okay, a few other things. For organization for myself, so we use, I still use like, I love Gmail. And so we use G Suite for Business. So for like my team members and stuff, we have set up G Suite for Business for them. So they have Google, like they have email addresses that are run using Google. And we have a team Google Drive, and that's literally where we fit, like we keep everything. So we have folders, all of our like SOPs, like our standard operating procedures for our business, they're all in Google. We use Google Hangouts for chat. Like at some point we may need to get Slack if we want to communicate as a team, but right now we just use Google Hangouts, kind of individually. And we use Asana. That's the other thing we use. So everything is in Google Drive, and then we use Asana for mapping out like all of our to-dos and our projects and everything in our calendar. We, if I like have a task that I need to assign to somebody on our team, I will just put it into Asana and, you know, assign it to them. Asana gives you like a visual of everything that's coming up. So like, and I can like come log into Asana and see exactly what I need to get done for that day. Like I basically build out my entire entrepreneurial life in Asana. So I love Asana. There are other tools out there. There's Trello, there's, I think it's called ClickUp. Like there's different ones out there. There's none that I have loved as much as Asana. So, and it's free. So totally use Asana if you haven't already. What are some other ones? Anytime like I'm talking e-commerce, I always recommend Shopify. Our podcast, when we created the podcast, we looked around at different tools that we could use for hosting our podcast. And so we decided on Buzzsprout. So if you are looking to launch a podcast, we use and love Buzzsprout for that. And then some personal stuff, because I know you guys love, you know, when we talk about like personal like habits and routines. So I bought this alarm clock that wakes me up with ocean sounds and a light. So like the light starts coming on dimly at the, like, you know, I don't know, it's like 20 minutes or something before the alarm clock's gonna wake me up, and then it gradually gets brighter and brighter, and then the alarm clock starts making like wave sounds. And I'm kind of obsessed with it. It's been such a, like, it's a way nicer way to wake up than my previous alarm clock or like using a phone or something. So I will link to that actually in the show notes. Again, it was just from Amazon. I think it was like $30, but I dig it. We also, my husband and I use a shared Gmail calendar. Do you guys do this? We keep our whole life in our Gmail calendar, and I can see his stuff, he can see my stuff. We have like family birthdays on there. We have anything and everything in that calendar so that our life as a family stays on track, which is super important. And there's no like, oh, I have this tonight, and I, you know, I never told you about it. Sorry. Like, that doesn't happen anymore because we have this shared calendar. The other thing I use, okay, you guys probably already know this. I use Beachbody for working out every day. It's an awesome app because I love doing my workouts at home. I do them in the morning. I just get them out of the way before the kids are even awake. And so I use Beachbody for that. And it means you can, like, I can do different programs and stuff. I really like it. And I also meditate every day, as you guys know, if you've heard me on the podcast talk about that before. And I use YouTube for that. So I just look, I just have, I go to like free YouTube videos for meditations. And my favorite, probably, I've got a few faves, but one in particular is Gabby Bernstein. So I'll link to her channel in the show notes, but she's awesome. Even if you want to get started with something really short, she has this like 4.5 minute morning meditation that is really nice. I just really like her calm voice. I think that's why I like her meditation so much. And so if you're like thinking about starting meditating and want to start slow and easy, 4.5 minutes is like not a huge deal, right? You could probably work that into your day. So I'll link to that in the show notes. So that's kind of going off topic, those last few ones, but those are kind of the tools of the trade. Those are the things I use. There are probably a couple more that I've forgotten to mention, but that the, like those are the core of my business. So what tools do you guys use? Is there anything that you use that I've missed that you're like, oh my gosh, Gemma, I can't believe you don't use this? Because I would be super curious. Make sure to, I don't know, send me a DM on Instagram. It's at gemma.bonhamcarter. Let me know if there are any tools that I didn't mention that you are obsessed with. I'm always looking for like what the latest tools are and what people are using. I love talking about that stuff. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode, you guys. And maybe that will help you figure out maybe there's some tools that you're using that you actually don't need to. So like take a really, you know, serious look at your at the tools you're using and at the costs, and maybe there's some things you can slash, right? Maybe you can replace a few things with some tools that don't cost as much. So that is it for today. This episode is brought to you by our free guide, the Email Funnel Blueprints. If you are ready to set up some automated email funnels for your business so that you can start making more sales on autopilot, this freebie is exactly what you need. I'm giving you the visual maps of multiple different funnels, making it easy for you to know what to send and when. This is going to take your email marketing to a whole new level for your business. Head to the show notes for the download link. Do you ever wonder how some entrepreneurs seem to create incredible free content all the time and somehow show up everywhere without appearing to be stressed or overwhelmed? And you're sitting there like, I can barely get like 3 posts up on Instagram every week, and I haven't published a blog post in months, right? Does that sound familiar? Well, next week I have Melanie Knight, productivity guru and one of our Passive Project members, coming in to reveal all the secrets we need to know about content batching. It is going to save your sanity. That's next time on the Passive Project Podcast.